Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm like, I feel a little bit emotional after. I feel like I'm going to be thinking about that tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to be thinking about you when I...
imagining if you were good enough at something to win them, even to get into the Olympics.
Dude, I could...
What would be your sport if you were going to be in
the Olympics? If I was going to do the Olympics, what would my sport be? Okay, if I was going to do the Olympics, how do you get into pole vault?
I feel like I've always known this.
Pole vault's probably one of the most niche sports.
Yeah.
Do you know what they said? If you don't quite make it as a gymnast, pole vault's a good one to get into.
Because there are so few people who...
I feel like that you literally, the only thing you probably need to do in pole vault is just give it a go. You know what I mean? How else can you train for it other than trying it?
I mean,
Say gymnasts would probably be all right because they've kind of got the most spatial awareness.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But you'll have to pick up a pole and bomb it down a track.
But I feel like you would just go for it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would do? If it was in there, do you know what I would win? Honestly. I would win it. The cricket ball throw. I can throw a cricket ball with fucking mouth.
There isn't.
I know there isn't, but if there was...
You'd win the catch in your mouth contest.
Do you remember that? Honestly, Niall and I, obviously, we did his YouTube channel that we're going to talk about. What is the YouTube channel again?
It's just Niall Wilson. Yeah.
Go and subscribe. It is frickin', it's so good, man. He does vlogs. You just pranked your dad saying, well, we'll get into this in a second, okay. But he does all this stuff. But we did this thing, we were chucking stuff in my mouth and Niall didn't believe I could do it. And we were trampolining while he was throwing things.
He was literally like, I can catch anything in my mouth from any distance. So he brought a punnet of grapes, like, prepared.
Yeah, not like a watermelon. He bought like a grapefruit.
I was like, whatever, this guy's, okay. And then anyway, I tried everything and he caught every single grape in his mouth.
Really?
And then he was like, watch, I'll bounce on the trampoline. Remember, it was first goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
He was bouncing up and down a good 2 meters high, 2.5 meters high. And I didn't know how to time. And I just launched the grape and somehow...
And we just perfect like timing.
It was perfect timing like, as he was mid-air.
Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still joined with Niall Wilson, Matt Homey. Yep.
Welcome back.
That was a good one.
That was a nice intro.
Now, what's your favorite movie? I want to know this. What is your favorite movie? Before a gymnastic night or like a day next day, do you watch something to like inspire you? Do you watch like Rocky?
Rocky's a good motivational movies out there.
But yeah. maybe we need actually going back to what you were saying about making it more mainstream and relatable. Maybe we need a big budget movie with maybe The Rock playing a gymnast.
Playing Niall Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. The Rock playing Niall Wilson.
That would be uncanny.
He could be my coach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Rock could be my coach.
And he could really explain all the rules and the scoring. So everyone's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah,
the
I agree.
Rock.
Dwayne, hit us up, brother.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Can you imagine?
Who's your coach?
He'd be a top coach though, wouldn't he? You won't cheat on your conditioning if you were your coach.
No. Talking of conditioning,
use a conditioner or
are you one of these people? Do you have to carry around Tupperware with food in it?
Nah.
You don't have to do that.
No.
She... I don't like those people when they carry around Tupperware. You know, when they have to do that. But you probably have to do something similar to that, right? You have to weigh your food. When you're in competition, you have to...
The food side of things, that's an interesting... Which we could rear off for hours and talk about, but...
Let's do it.
Let's go for it.
I want to talk about YouTube instead.
Yeah, we're going to, man. Don't worry, we're getting into that.
I've had challenges with food in terms of... Because it is a sport that's affected by your own weight, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Because
if you're
heavy, it's like, swing around.
Exactly. You're throwing your body around all day.
Yeah.
So the way you feel, what you fuel yourself, how your strength to weight ratio, you kind of ideally want to be light as possible without losing strength.
This is, I'm not kidding.
So you have to be so precise with that. Yeah.
Dude, okay, for all the ladies out there, Niall Wilson's rig is, I'm sorry, it's a freaking joke. He's got like a 28 pack. Now, we have a YouTube channel, it's called Private Parts as well. Now, just get up and show us one of your abs.
You serious?
Yeah, I'm 100%. So show it to the camera. If you want to check out his abs, go to his Instagram, Niall MW. He's just ripped. He's a bit like Casper, but he's basically as white as Casper. Got a beautiful tan going. But he's so, honestly, and the strength that you have is freaking insane.
By the way, it's just a perk of the job that, so, you know, everything that we do and what we train, it's predicated on becoming the best gymnast, not having the best abs and the best body.
Yeah, I wouldn't care about that.
It's a result of joining in from gymnastics, so that's like part of my journey is encouraging people to get involved.
Well, that was my next question, because I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
But you do Brazilian jiu-jitsu for the body?
No, I don't do it for the body, but what I'm very interested in is movement and you know, like Ido Portal and that kind of thing. And he's very much about the philosophy of exploring human movement through different activities, and one of the ones which I'm very keen to actually try is gymnastics. But I wanted to know, like, you know, I'm 29.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in my 20s, but you know, how, you know, I guess is it too late to actually get to a good standard? Like, I mean, I'm not going to be in the Olympics, but like to be, I mean, my dad was very good at gymnastics. I remember when I was younger, he used to walk around on his hands, like walk around the house on his hands.
That's circus school. That's not. Anyway, I can do it.
He did gymnastics when he was younger. But like, do you think it's possible for me to be able to like do some cool stuff?
100,000%. This is part of my journey as well, and I'm gonna plug it on your podcast.
Plug as much as you want.
We set up something called the Body Bible, which is basically taking, similar to Ido Portal, it's taking like gymnastics based movements into fitness and programming them. So like for you, we've got handstand program, we've got a shred program, like, you know, for people that are just wanting to be healthier, you know, get a better body, lose weight, etc. But then we've got specific movements that would be absolutely perfect for what you're just saying in terms of, and handstand's the biggest one, you know, like handstand is the bread and butter, is the key to gymnastics. And then in doing this program, it's not just, oh, I'm going to kick up to handstand five times a day. It's specifically broken down into what muscle groups you need to strengthen. And then all gym clubs all around the country now are doing adult gymnastics, which is specifically, and of course, you're not going to do what I'm doing in terms of getting on the high bar and doing release and catching, but it's
I'll
just,
show you.
But
yeah. No, Jamie
will tell you how much of a thrill was it doing the video of me doing a backflip for the first time. Right?
It was insane. We both, when I completed it, were both like, oh my God.
When was the last time you did one?
Well, I'm not doing it in the street, am I? Like, just to impress all the chicks, I do backflips around the place.
Land on your neck.
Because also, as Niall says, it's just committing. You've got to commit. Well, yeah, commit.
And it's an experience in it when you...
Yeah.
You have all these feelings going through, like fear being one of the biggest ones in it.
Fear.
But then when you did it, and when I get people to do it, and when people in adult class do something like that, the buzz, then the complete opposite of like you've achieved. It's so special.
So what is it? So it's called the Body Bible.
Bodybible.life.
Bodybible.life. And it's like a subscription service type thing?
Yeah, we do monthly subscriptions, and then you just buy plans one off. So you could, I mean, then the majority, we've tried to keep it like at home workouts. So like you can learn a handstand at home. You don't need any equipment. And it takes 30 minutes out of your day. So we're encouraging people to get up earlier, 30 minutes earlier, and just do a circuit.
And you could learn in how long? Well, depending on your strength, I suppose.
Like the program's 6 to 12 weeks, and we're not saying... Well, I'm not saying right, you buy this and you will do a be able to do a 10 minute handstand in 6 weeks, but it's teaching them about the body, it's getting them moving, it's functional.
Then
the end goal is to be able to stand upside down on your hands, which is incredible in itself. But then it rears off into, actually, I really enjoy this style of training. I want to learn more. I want to potentially get and join a gym club that has access to gymnastics, CrossFit, you know, the rings, doing muscle ups, you know, doing
muscle
levers,
planche. They're hard.
You know, and that style of training, it's more for me, it's like you're learning. You're not trying to sculpture your body to have abs.
Well, that's why
the goal is to do a handstand.
That's what I love about jiu-jitsu, because it is, you know, every time I go into the gym, I leave knowing that I would beat the person who went in, you know, and I feel like a sort of constant incremental gains and like personal development, you know, and I'm learning something every time I go and I'm a better fighter for it.
You're just beating yourself off.
What?
Is that what you're saying?
Was that a joke?
No, it wasn't a joke. It was a slight joke. But now, also, we've got to get into one thing, because, dude, not only are you a gymnast, you're a freaking entrepreneur, buddy, because you've set this thing up, the Body Bible, but also you set up your YouTube channel. Okay, Niall Wilson, go and subscribe right now. Go onto your YouTube channel. Go to that little button. Click it. Well done. You have nearly 1 million subscribers. It's like the fastest growing YouTube channel. It's like Google. I mean, it's literally it's going up enormous. And you love it, don't you?
Absolutely love it.
And how did it start? Where did you suddenly start doing it and it started gaining traction?
Well, this is what's interesting, because I've actually been creating videos since I was about 10.
Yeah.
So like not fully committed to the YouTube game till I reckon around 2015. So what are we?
3 years ago.
What are we now? 3 years ago where I really committed to it. And the idea initially was I'm going to help as many gymnasts and I'm just going to document the journey to the Olympics. The first year I did the Road to Rio. And this was way before I was selected for the Olympics. And so I was just going to tell the story and do like day in the life almost. And the production quality, like looking back now, was poor. But it didn't matter. I was learning.
Well,
I was talking.
People also, what they like that, you know, it's like it's authentic, right?
It was authentic. I was shit behind the camera. You know, it was looking back the boring to watch, but I was stepping outside my comfort zone. I was doing something within thought of the future, within thought of helping people.
Yeah.
So that was the original goal. And then obviously going to the Olympics and getting the result I did, I believe contributed somewhat to the platform to kind of go off, because it wasn't just this lad talking to camera now. It was an Olympian, it was good. And then all of a sudden
Was it like one day where suddenly
it was a hit. It was the January 2017. I filmed this vlog with my two pals, Bryn and Jay, who are also on the squad. I was 21 in January. So like we went to the gym that day, us three, before we went to my party was in Revolution de Cuba in Leeds, and it was big. So we was like, oh, we'll go to the gym. I was like, why don't we film a video? Just like us three, there's not often we're together. I've got this idea, this challenge. So like us three will compete against each other. We'll do some fun challenges, and like the winner gets 2 points, the second place gets 1 point, and then the loser gets 0. We'll do a few, and then there'll be a final winner.
Sure.
So I was like, let's do it. Went in the gym, hour and a half. We had a laugh. My coach went in that day, but he knew I was going to go in to do some conditioning. It was kind of like the way, because we did max out efforts. I think we did maximum chin-ups. Like me and Bryn did 40 and 41 chin-ups in one go. Wow.
Oh my
like,
god!
Literally stuff like that.
I've done 43 before in one go. It's insane.
So then I uploaded that vlog the week later.
41 chin-ups. That's that's hard. But I can do. I can do 4 and I'm knackered. That is.
That's part of the reason why I think it's blown up, is because not only is it entertaining, impressive, and challenging, and it's like a challenge. You want to see who wins. It's mega impressive what we're doing. So then I uploaded the vlog and it just kind of did its normal thing. You know, I had back then I was getting 2,000-3,000 views per vlog. It was exciting. And then this one did a little bit better. It did a little bit better, and that 10K started picking up. But then all of a sudden it was one of those moments. I don't know, you've probably had it on your channel on YouTube where
you find something.
But it popped. It like hit this algorithm or whatever.
Haven't had that yet. Yeah. Mono, I never had that.
But like, we're talking. So like after I woke up one morning and it was on like 32K views, and I'm like, oh my god, like that's mad. Like most views I've ever. I was like, push it. Then the next morning it was on 120. And then it just boom, boom, like today it's got like 9.6 million.
Wow.
So like that specific video. And then
this is 9.6. So many people.
Super crazy, yeah. And then anyway, so that happened. So I got the one hit wonder. I got the viral
yeah.
hit, which YouTubers dream of, or we all dream of. But at the point, literally the week after we filmed that video, it was when I snapped my ankle. So I snapped three ligaments in my ankle.
Oh. How'd you do it?
I got it on video. It's on the channel. I was doing something so basic, just doing a somersault between the parallel bars, and just landed on the mat awkwardly, rolled it from height. Shit. And you hear it go. But anyway, so what I believe happened is then I made the decision, you know what? This is like one of the worst and hardest times of my life. I got surgery, 6 months rehab.
Yeah.
And couldn't do
gymnastics. Like, so, but anyway, I was like, you know what? I'm going to document this. I'm going to make vlogs. I'm just going to make weekly vlogs, and I'm going to tell the story, because, you know, no one wants to hear how easy it was to achieve a dream or to be successful. Mm. They want to know like that you're human. And then, so what I think happened,
what you're doing is you're turning a negative into a positive.
Exactly. I'm showing the attitude, but I'm showing that like I've got an Olympic medal, whatever, but I was talking about my lowest points in life, and this was, and I was telling the story. So what I think's happened, I've got the viral hit, but then people are picking up the content and the vlogs that I'm uploading, you know, so that injury almost like, no, I don't regret anything that's happened to me. And I think that injury was a pinnacle moment in my vlogging career, because it's given me a huge platform. And then we went on from there. We adapted the style I innovated myself to, now understood that people, not everyone's obsessed with gymnastics like I am, but every human being on this earth can be entertained
and interested
and can laugh.
Yeah.
I can laugh. So like I changed my style of vlog and video to, I just want to tell my story, do crazy gymnastics, but make people smile and make it funny, because people will engage, people will watch. And then that's been the strategy ever since. And then obviously like it's from January 2017, we've gone from, I had 14,000 subscribers to now we're about 14,000 off a million.
Wow.
That's so many people.
So obviously you're breaking your leg. You said breaking your ankle gave you that, you know, that time, I suppose, to really focus on the blogging. So the vlogging. So do you think that in some ways that was kind of, you wouldn't necessarily have done that and built that platform in the same way without that happening? So it's almost like,
it was a blessing in disguise, in my commercial part of my career. So like, obviously it was horrendous, but I think as well that I talked about the journey, and I was real, and I was like open and honest.
Because you're an honest guy, that's why.
I was telling like, look how shit my life is right now. Like, but this is my attitude. I'm still positive. I'm still working hard on something else. I'm still occupying myself. I was showing my rehab and how boring it was that I had to do 4 hours a day. Still, you know, so it was really brought me back down to earth and humbling, and showed my humility. So that's where I think people, like taking a step back from it all, I was just doing my thing, but I really, to kind of try and understand it all. I think people, that's why they built up an interest, because this was...
But also, if I'm honest, I don't think you're so humble already. I don't think you brought you back. You're just such a humble guy.
I think the way it works is as well, like the people think I'm... Same with like, we're really good pals now after doing the video. Everyone who's watching just thinks that I'm the friend, which is true, because I'm just a normal lad.
And I show that
realness. It's not like you must watch me because I'm famous and I'm doing this. It's
like,
I'm just a normal lad from Leeds, and I'm just telling my story and having a laugh.
Shit, man. Yeah. God, Francis, so you don't get it. Because you're not relatable. You don't understand what we feel it. We feel it, man. We feel this like relatability.
Because you studied at Leeds.
Yeah, that's why we're relatable. Right, on that note, Francis, please, let's have the answer to the question of the week.
Well, it's not often this happens, actually, guys.
We haven't got it right, have we?
We got it right. No, I think we did.
So the question was, what planet is the only planet that's not named after a god? And the answer is actually Earth.
Yes, we did it! Yeah!
So usually Jamie is wrong.
We freaking did it. We freaking did it.
I want to know what the other questions were. Yeah. Can we do one more question?
Do you want another one?
Let's do another one.
Okay,
we can do another one. Okay. What proportion of your life, like how many days, months, years of your life are spent sitting in at red lights?
Oh
shit.
Okay. Like we got a year window. We've got like 50 years, just, or standard 80-year life.
It can be.
Or percentage? Is it percentage?
Yeah. No. Hours. Days, years, hours.
I reckon. Okay, I'm going to go for 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Well, yeah. Out of how many, like...
Out of your whole life. Out of
average
lifespan.
No, 2.5 years.
Yeah. 2.5 years.
I reckon.
I reckon, like...
Oh, that's too much.
That's way too much, mate. I was sat that driving through London, though. That's... if you live in London.
I live in London.
Depends where you live.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... 25 days.
25 days.
What is it, Francis?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The answer is 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
God, that's mental.
Yeah.
6 months.
Do you know how many, you know Uber, the thing is, I check my Uber going, how much time I spent in an Uber? how many hours? It was 27 hours I've spent in an Uber or something like that. No, it's 42 hours.
Work that out on the meter, mate.
Oh my God. Right, now we got some quick questions that we're going to fire at you from Instagram. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Firstly, the first one is, what can you bench? That's via Matthew.
115 kilos is my max. At 65 kilogram body weight.
It's so light and so heavy. Oh God. Who are your sporting inspirations? That's Simi.
You what, sorry? Simi asked it. Sporting inspirations in the world of gymnastics, Japanese Kohei Uchimura. He's just an absolute legend. Alexei Nemov, Li Xiaopeng. You know, you won't know these names. I think Bolt's up there. He's a pretty special guy, you know, what he's achieved. And I love these documentaries. Did you see his film?
Yeah, it's insane.
I just loved the bit. I just loved the part of it where he was like, through his adversity, through his mistakes and stuff. And he was just like, look, do you know what? Like, you can't take this too seriously. So, like, bear in mind, he's the fastest man on the planet, the most commercially, you know, he's earning multi-millions of pounds. Mm-hmm. But he's just having the laugh like he's not, like, well, he's a normal guy, like everyone, like. But just the way he didn't take it all too seriously and had a huge perspective, which I just loved and took inspiration from that.
Dude, and also just the last one, this is a big question, okay? Honestly, how much would you sell your Olympic medal for?
Oh, God. Oh, it's priceless though, isn't it?
Come on.
Well, have I got to give a figure?
If I put £1 million in front of you.
£1 million.
And no one knew about it.
It would be a weird thing to do to buy someone else's medal.
Yeah, like pretend it's mine, obviously. What year were you in it? Oh, you won't remember it.
Yeah, it'd be a lot more because I wouldn't want to sell it. The items like that are priceless because the price I've paid is 16 years of my life's work.
All right, so 16 mil.
Yeah, £1 million a year. Yeah, that'll do. Yeah, cheers.
Oh no. Okay, right, Francis, what we got to do now, also we got to mention big thanks to our sponsors, Now TV streaming service. Thank you guys for sponsoring
and do
us.
Check out our YouTube channel, Private Parts,
of course, and also we're gonna film a video with you now straight after this, which is a little quick 5-minute video. It's just gonna be kind of sweet and funny, but before we do that, Francis, we have your diary, brother. So why don't you read this out, mate?
Forgotten about this.
Okay, well, hey, now we like to just read a diary. We comment about it. It's very boring. So if you want to sit back, relax, and just take it easy, this is now your time.
I mean, it's not.
Yeah, just drink your coffee. That'll keep you awake, and all you want to do is fall asleep. Put some Valium in it. You'll feel great.
It's only 2 days this week, so it's not.
Oh, thank God. We'll get on our phones and just chill out.
Well, you can do whatever you want. Monday, I don't know what the date was.
But doesn't matter. It was Monday. Hey, doesn't matter. Go for it.
I've recently become quite obsessed with sailing. As a child, we spent family holidays in the south of France sailing with my cousins, and I absolutely loved it. But
how much do you love it?
I loved it a lot. For some reason, perhaps because I've nurtured other interests since then, I've lost the sailing bug. But lately, I've spent many hours watching sailing videos on YouTube, and it seems to have reignited my passion in the activity and an urge to sail the seven seas.
Like a pirate.
From time to time...
Is this legit?
Yeah.
Is this when did you write
Yeah, I know. It's actually true.
From time to time...
Well, how old were you when you wrote this?
Just now. Literally this week. This week.
From time to time, this goes back.
How old were you when you wrote this?
From time to time, these obsessions take over my life, and I will learn everything I can about a particular field of interest. Right now, that is sailing. Some of these obsessions develop into full-on and sometimes rather expensive hobbies, many of which I still do to this day. For example, polo, surfing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, calligraphy, maths, flying helicopters, skateboarding, stamp collecting, cider making, photography.
Bodybible.life.
Yeah.
Specifically, yeah. Product photography, strangely. Cryptography, steganography, cryptocurrencies, poetry, graffiti, the keto diet. I got really obsessed with that as well.
Wicked.
Which was cool. Music production, cartooning, animation, magic, beekeeping. I could go on, but in a nutshell, some people have called me a Renaissance man.
Is that Monday?
That's Monday.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Let's pretend we know. Okay. Hey, you the answer's no. The answer's Earth.
That's Renaissance man.
The answer's Earth.
Someone who nurtures a wide, broad field of interest.
Yeah, there you go. We knew that now. Okay.
And talents.
Yeah, no, just eat your minstrels.
But actually, do you know what? I've yet to add gymnastics, but I imagine gymnastics will be added to that list because you've inspired me and I want to go and do it.
Okay.
I think it will actually help my jiu-jitsu. So
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Today, Katie and I are going to the Isle of Wight to look at some sailing boats.
And Katie's his girlfriend. Right. Yeah, that's a shock for you, isn't it? Yeah, you have a girlfriend.
And try to find a sailing school to relearn the ropes. Because you know learning the ropes is actually a sailing term.
Pun, yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's hilarious.
Katie isn't much of a sailor, but she will be by the time I'm finished with her.
Sorry? What?
Not in a creepy way.
Okay, fine, just in like this.
I would just...
Oh, she'll be covered in semen. I get it.
What? That's disgusting.
Oh, I didn't get it. Is that the joke?
No.
Oh.
Not in a creepy way. I would just like
I love how he's getting slightly irritated. Not in a creepy way.
I would just really like her to come with me for company on sails. And she might as well know her way around the boat so we can share the workload.
What are you doing? Like going around the world on a boat?
Yeah, ocean crossings. That's my point.
Oh, okay, fine.
I would obviously be the skipper of any vessel.
I think he thinks he's Noah. Honestly, I think he thinks there's a flood coming and you're going to be the one
I would
to take him.
No, I just want to go sailing. I would obviously be the skipper of any vessel, but Katie would be the first mate in every sense of the word. The first and only mate, just to clarify.
Where am I?
It's a two-man crew.
Well, where am I, Niall?
Well, you could come along with me if you guys want.
What about Niall?
You guys want to come sailing?
No, absolutely not.
No? You could swing from all the rigging.
Sweet. Is that another little...
You could scale the mast and... That's it. Yeah, that's actually my diary. So
okay, sweet, amazing. Man. Hey, Niall, buddy, listen. We freaking love you, dude. Go and check out his YouTube channel. It's insane. Niall, you are a champion. We love
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
Please leave everyone who listens on this podcast with something inspirational.
Oh, gosh. Put me on the spot. I would say just make it happen, whatever it is, whatever that urge is inside for, you know, you want to, you know, jump off the cliff. You know, you're
going sailing.
Sailing, whatever. You're going to hit some rocks on the way down. You're going to make so many mistakes. But that's on your path to your dreams. So just make it happen.
Freaking love you, man. Now listen, everybody. It. Love you, baby. Woo! Bye.
Pleasure.
That was so good. Yeah,
brilliant.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.